Republican Young Kim holds a big lead in District 40 House race. U.S. Representative Young Kim, one of the first Korean-American women to serve in Congress, secured her spot in the November runoff election, coming in first in the March 5 primary. Ms. Kim leads with 57% of the vote, followed by Democrat candidate Joe Kerr, a former Orange County fire captain for over 30 years, who has 25.7% of votes. Tustin School Board member Allison DeMichelis, who works as an engineer in Southern California, trails in last place at 17.2% as of March 7 at 5 p.m. Ms. Kim serves on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, where she is chairwoman of the Indo-Pacific Subcommittee and as a member of the Africa Subcommittee, among several other committees in finance, national security, and maternity. She has had nearly 30 bills pass, with more than a dozen signed into law, according to her campaign website. After votes are finalized, Ms. Kim will face Mr. Kerr November 5 for District 40, which encompasses parts of Orange, San Bernardino, and Riverside counties. She wasn't immediately available for comment. Mr. Kerr raised about $1.1 million in campaign donations, according to Federal Election Commission filings through February 14, and according to a recent press release, he says he knocked on over 120,000 doors leading up to March 5 to help secure his spot in the November election. "Thank you to the voters of the 40th District for selecting me as their Democratic nominee to take on extremist Young Kim. I will not let you down," he said. According to the press release, the district is the fastest-growing Democratic trending district in California and has a sizable amount of swayable, moderate Republicans. He said Ms. Kim was too extreme to represent the district. "I look forward to the general election, where we will share my message of service to the community, problem-solving, and results over extremism and political games, and where we will make clear that Young Kim's extremist record is out of touch with the 40th District," he said. Election results will be updated every weekday at 5 p.m. until they are certified on or before April 2, according to the county registrar's website.